Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One Tough Podcast. Today, we're burying the second officer. Well, he's a detective, first grade, Maury. They're burying him as we speak right now, and my heart and soul go out to the families of Detective Rivera and Detective Maury. We have lost two New York City police officers, and again, losing police officers like me losing a family member. I've been retired over 38 years, but whenever a cop is killed, it feels as though I lose a family member. Now, I really believe we have to talk about something today because we're going down a rabbit hole. And the rabbit hole is that everyone believes that the violence against black Americans is the police. The police are killing blacks. That's all I hear. So what I did was I gathered some real facts and statistics from the FBI. And I want people to understand what we're going to say now. Today, there'll be 30 blacks killed. Another 110 will be shot, but not mortally. That means every day this happens, there'll be 12,000 blacks killed by other blacks, not by the police. There's approximately under 20 unarmed people that are being killed by the police a year. That's against 12,000 that are killed on black on black. There are a lot of other ones that are killed by police, but these are also people who shoot at them, weapons, and other things like that. But we're talking about unarmed blacks, like they want us to believe that's what this is. It's a conspiracy against the blacks. And this whole now, again, this whole focus is on police brutality. The reality is there are hundreds of millions of interactions every year with police and black Americans. So the police aren't killing everybody. Here are some very important statistics again. 12,000 black Americans will be killed this year, and the majority are by other black Americans. We have numbers here. We have going to have an average every year. We have over 75 cops killed across this country. Every year, 75 are killed, but no one seems to care about it. They come up with these new words, this inclusion, diversity, equity. This is the new direction of where we're going. All of a sudden now CRT comes into play. George Floyd was killed by that officer. Those officers were arrested and convicted for killing George Floyd. But all of a sudden now, this is the roll call. This is the call out to Black Lives Matter. This is one of the most ridiculous groups that take money, and they take money and they help nobody. The people of Minneapolis, Minnesota have been asking, Black Lives Matter, where's all the money? $100 million, all these Fugazi corporations, all they do is curtail to Black Lives Matter. They wear it on the NFL, on the football's helmets. All these advertisers are all placating to Black Lives Matter. What is Black Lives Matter? All they are is a group that excelled in the racial divide that we're doing right now in this country. They're dividing this country. I'll be damned after the George Floyd murder, and I'll call it a murder. He was murdered, and the cops were arrested and convicted. But that gives the people, these rioters, the right to riot in our streets, to set buildings on fire, to assault cops, to go into stores and break in and steal everything without any kind of resistance. Every one of those rioters and looters, oh, some were arrested, but every one of them, for some reason, have been released without any punishment. Is this right? I'm telling you right now, we're going in a real wrong direction. Now we have police officers. Two of our brother officers right here in New York City have been gunned down. Now we talk about a president that's coming to our city tomorrow and talk about, oh, guns are people are killing people. No. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. We're talking about there are millions of guns in New York City, and there is no way that we are going to get those guns off the street unless we use properly search and seizure. In other words, you go and you search somebody on reasonable cause and you leave them with a smile on their face. If they don't have a gun on them, you leave them and you give them the card. It's a respect back and forth. The officers should be well identified on these anti-crime. Let them have it on the back of their shirt or their jacket. NYPD, anti-crime, whatever you want to call them. Cameras on. When you go and approach somebody, God knows, I've arrested a lot of people, hundreds, with loaded guns. There are ways to leave people who are innocent and really are not carrying a gun. You could go up to them and say, you know, we had a couple of shootings with a young boy over here that was shot. You know, I see a little bit of a bulge on your side. I'm going to pat you down. This is not a disrespectful thing, but we have to save our communities. You pat them down. If they don't have a gun on them, they don't have a weapon, you give them your card and you say, look, thank you very much. There's ways to work. And I think a lot of people will understand why the cops are out there, why the cops are trying to get these guns off the street. We're talking again. Right after George Floyd, this idiotic, unreasonable thing came out to be defund the police. What we have to do is defund the police. Why? Because of a horrific murder. And we know one thing about George Floyd. He was an American citizen, although there's statues of him everywhere. And at the same breath, they're taking down my statue of Theodore Roosevelt in front of the Museum of Natural History. What did Theodore Roosevelt do? I mean, we can't erase history. History's history. What we could do is we can learn from history. And it kills me inside with this critical race theory and all this nonsense. All of a sudden, it's like a tidal wave of erasing history and making history the way people want it. I'm saying this must stop. We must support our cops. Defund, please? No, we must fund them more. We must get more cops on the street. And also, we must get people on the street that are smart and intelligent, that could deal with the community. We have Mayor Eric Adams in New York City, who I know very well. I'm just praying that he's going to be able to stop the criminal aspect. Again, New York City. New York City's the capital of the world. And we're facing right now with the death of these two cops. This morning, a young cop, 22 years old, on his way to work, was carjacked. They bang on his window at a light. All of a sudden, he came out of the car. They start shooting at the off-duty cop. He fires back. Cops respond, chase the criminals. The brazen criminals, fearing nothing, not fearing killing a cop, open up fire on the cops that finally get them. You know why they're doing that? Because they have no fear. When you give criminals the attitude that nothing's going to happen, and I believe that the person that was arrested had 5 prior gun arrests. Damn it, when are we going to stop releasing these people? When are we going to stop feeling sorry for the criminal element? We should start supporting our cops, and we have to let these district attorneys and our governor and our legislature, New York Assembly and New York Senate, we have to change this bail reform. These people are out there shooting cops, shooting civilians, guns all over them. Again, I'm going to give you those statistics again. Every day, 30 black Americans will be killed by other blacks. The cops ain't doing it. There'll be 110 today shot. They'll survive, and probably the ones that shoot them are going to be out on the street again. Let's get to the real heart. It's not the gun problem. It's the criminal element that used those guns. So let's stop the bull crap with these guns coming up from the South and all that. Again, you have millions of guns hidden away in all these cities. I believe there's an estimate that there might be 400 million guns in America today. So let's stop the bull crap and let's start focusing on the reality. How do we stop gun violence? We arrest the people who are using the guns and we incarcerate them. Very simple. I'm not worrying about, I feel sorry. I do feel sorry for people who commit misdemeanors and have bail that they can't make. I'm not for that. I really believe there should be no bail. Let them come back to court. If they jump bail, then the judge should be able to deal with it. Judges should be able to deal and look at someone's arrest record and set a bail. Hey, look, it like they had that rap guy that shot at the other cop, hit the cop. Oh, he was able to make $25,000 bail, and he was released. He used his money from his last rap song. This is ridiculous. And what really pisses me off, I love the NFL. This Roger Goodell, you're a disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourself with all this nonsense. You curtail to this Black Lives Matter crap. And that's what it is crap. Now all of a sudden you got Snoop Dogg. Hey, Roger, did you ever listen to his songs? Did you ever listen to his songs about getting a Glock and a 9mm? Don't shoot each other. Shoot the cops. And this piece of garbage you're going to have on my halftime show for the Super Bowl? You know what, Roger? You should quit. You should resign. Just the same as they got rid of Whoopi Goldberg for a couple of weeks, they should get rid of her for good. You should resign and get the hell out of there. And all these corporations, oh, this is my diversity officer. What's this other word? I got inclusion, equity, diversity, all these friggin' words. This gets me so pissed off. Why? We're all one. I don't see black. I don't see white. I see people. Hard work equals success. My mother came from Sicily. My father came from Germany. I don't want anything extra. I'm a first generation. I don't want anything extra. And you want to know something? My real good black friends, they don't want anything extra. All they want is fair grounds. And right now, it's reversed itself. I wish I was 100% black. I would be able to do a lot of things. They'll throw money at me. Let's stop the crap already. We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American. And this division that is caused by this Black Lives Matter and this whole George Floyd, and if people knew about George Floyd, they would know about him committing armed robberies with a pregnant woman, and he had a long arrest record, and he was a drug addict, and he was buying and using drugs. So look, it, I didn't want to see him die, George Floyd. The cop that did it was arrested and convicted. All of them were. So let's get off the bullshit. And I'm sorry for using that language, but I get angry. I get real angry when I see that this whole wave was started. He wasn't Sir Lancelot. He wasn't that good father. He hadn't seen his daughter in 2-3 years. This is a guy that all of a sudden started a whole movement. Then you woke up all these criminals, Black Lives Matter. They just bought a mansion in Canada for $8 million. $8 million. And the people, again, in Minnesota, Minneapolis, all that money that from Black Lives Matter, the money went there. And you know what they were doing? The people got nothing. And you can listen to the people saying, where's the money that was sent? Then you got that other lady there, head of Black Lives Matter in California. She bought 3 houses with the money. Stop the crap. This is all baloney. What we should be doing now is bringing our country together and not dividing. And when you get a moron president like Biden that says the biggest threat to America today is the white power or the white racist and all this stuff. That's bullcrap, Biden. Go back into the basement. The real threat to our communities are black-on-black crime. Chicago, 700 dead last year. No one gives a crap about it. All they want to do is protest, burn. If there's a questionable shooting with a cop, all cops are guilty. All cops are guilty. My God, my point is, why has the outrage with, again, we're going to have 12,000 blacks killed by other blacks this year, like last year. 300 dead today, 110 shot today by other blacks, not by the cops. Where is the outrage with the black community? Where's that moron friend of mine? I call him the Martian there. All you hear about is rights and all these words, exclusion, inclusion. I can't even follow the crap. All I know is one thing. The biggest threat to America's and to Americans is the death of our black comrades and our black brothers by other blacks, not by the cops, okay? You're going to have, again, 75 cops average every year are killed. Unarmed, it's under 20 that are shot by cops. There are, I think, a few hundred that are shot dead, but the majority of them, again, they have weapons, guns, knives, and weapons, and they're justifiable shootings. Maybe 20 are in question. Maybe cops did shoot too fast, but we're talking about 20. We're not talking about 12,000 killed. So this is the point I'm trying to get to today. I can't say it enough. When I say these statistics, people look at me sideways. No, these are the facts. I challenge anyone. Come to my site, Bowen Investigation. Send your responses to me. Challenge what I just said. 30 black Americans will be killed today. 110 will be shot. Not fatally, thank God. But where is the outrage? Where is all our leaders? Where are they? Where's my friend Jesse Jackson? Where are they? And where's that Martian-looking guy from New York, my friend there? Where are you, pal? You don't really give a damn. The only time you pop your rearing racist heads are if there's a questionable cop shooting. We must stop it. We must support the police. We must give them more resources to stop this crime. The biggest threat in America, again, is black on black violence, black on black killings. So let's stop the bullshit and let's focus on this and stop with a couple of questionable cop shootings and let's get to the gist of it. Again, we're talking about a guy like Snoop Dogg is being bowed down to by this Roger Goodell. My end. I'll watch the Super Bowl. When halftime show, if they don't get rid of that punk, I will change that channel. I'm not looking at this drug deal. He had two homicides that he beat for some reason. This is what we have right now. We have a head of the NFL, a president. Everybody's jumping on board. I hope, I pray to God, there's going to be a wave of people. And most important, when people vote, I want my black brothers, my hardworking black families and Hispanic families to come on board and understand you're not going to be manipulated by these progressive liberals like this punk George Soros. The greatest thrill I'll have is when I get the news bulletin that George Soros took the pipe. Took the pipe, you know what that means? He's dead, because he should have been dead a long time ago. This guy has been focusing on supporting all these DAs, all these DAs that are against the police. And you know what, George? I wish you would go back to Hungary in a box. Yes, in a box. Bo Deedles asked you. Bye-bye, Georgie. And I'm sorry for getting like that, but I mean, he hit 90. He's caused enough trouble in 90 years. And I heard some stories about him. He was a bit of a rat when he was in Budapest, giving up people to these secret police over there. This guy has a real history. All he wants to do, why do you want to just take America and rip it apart? You get thrills out of it? I'll get a thrill when I hear that you departed us there, George Soros. You're a punk, and I would tell you right to your face. Again, I'm sorry for getting so angry. I apologize for my words, but I had to do my podcast on the real threat to America. You tell me what a bigger threat is. We're going to have 21,000 people killed last year. Not all blacks, but 12,000 are blacks, and they were killed not by the police, by other blacks. This is the biggest threat to our communities, is black on black crime. No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now and telling the truth and telling the facts. And if anyone could change and what I'm saying right now and give me other statistics, because that's a lie. These are FBI statistics. Let's go to the cause of the biggest threat in America. My black brothers being gunned down, children being gunned down by other blacks, and the cops ain't doing it. So stop the bullshit, okay? I'm sorry again for cursing. God bless everybody and everybody's families. Please be safe. I'll be back on next week. I'm sorry that I'm so crazy today, but I have to tell my listeners what's really going on. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.